live from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan and the ILS Anchor Desk. Coverage of the Proton Breeze M launch of the AMC-14 satellite begins now.
Beginning. Vehicle schedule liftoff time is 5 hours, 18 minutes, 55 seconds local time. T-minus 1 minute readiness is announced.
T-minus 10. And we have liftoff. Liftoff of an ILS Proton rocket from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan carrying the AMC-14 communication satellite.
It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast, featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. And you know, there's nothing like having Borat sling a rocket by your ears as you're listening in.
Well, what a wild week it was, Bob.
Yeah, I know, but first, let's go ahead and talk about the Scotty chat.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll get to the AMC-14 stuff in just a little bit here, but let's go through the week. And the week opened up with something that was a first for Satellite Guys, and it was kind of a spin-off of the Charlie chat, and we called it the Scotty chat. And I was very happy with the show. We did a 45-minute live call-in show, and we had a lot of callers and a lot of great questions, and it was a really, really fun thing to do. Maybe we'll do it again next time Charlie has a chat in June.
Yeah, it was definitely awesome, and I believe some people over at Dish Network were listening in, and it kind of gave them the play for what they're going to talk about on the Charlie chat.
Well, that sort of kind of, but there were some other things that went on there as well. And speaking of the Charlie chat, you know, Charlie and Jim did announce a bunch of new channels coming, maybe, to Dish Network. And I found that kind of interesting, but I found out why they did it the way they did it. It's, as you may know, they showed a bunch of logos on the screen, and they say they may carry all of them. They may not carry any of them, whatever. The reason for that is because they're not in a position to issue an official press release since they're a publicly held company. They can't really say what channels are coming without that press release. So by them saying may be coming, you can probably bet that most, if not all, those channels are signed or pretty close to being signed. It's just a formality that they can't announce channels without a formal press release.
And I found it to be extremely good news that Dish and specifically Charlie and Jim finally started communicating to the customers exactly what's been going on. And, you know, for the past 6 months, it's not been like that.
Yeah, and I've been emailing all of them actually over the past month. I'm letting them know that they really need to do what they did on Monday night, and they did it, and they did it perfectly. They gave the information to keep people interested in Dish Network, but they did not lay all the cards down on the table.
Yeah, I know, and you know, especially the channels that they announced, if I would have known this 6 months ago as a customer, I might have stayed with Dish, but what I think they should have done was they should have been launching a couple a month here, a month there, just to kind of keep it attuned and also say, hey, we got these channels coming. This is when they're coming. DirecTV did this when they had their satellite launches, and you could see how long their customers stayed with them. And this is what they should have been doing, and it's a great job now they're finally doing it.
Yeah, but hopefully this problem with AMC-14 this week doesn't push them back a little bit. But I don't think it will, and we'll get back to that in just a little bit. Another neat thing this week, besides the Charlie chat, was we got our new database server installed down in Dallas. And here in Connecticut, if you're on a fast, high-speed connection, and especially if you're a pub member because you don't see the ads, this thing rocks.
Oh, yeah, it does rock. And, you know, I didn't think it could get any faster, and it's instantaneous now.
Yeah, you click on something, and boom, it's on your screen. It's beautiful. And we haven't even tweaked it yet. To be honest with you, we forgot, actually, to put in a configuration file for the SQL server. So SQL is using all its default configuration files and made it kind of interesting. So we haven't even tweaked it yet. We could actually see a little bit of a speed increase beyond what we have right now by just configuring a couple files on the servers and, you know, basically rebooting them. So I'm very happy with the performance, and this will take satellite guys for many, many years down the road before we fill up the capacity of both of these machines.
Yeah, which is crazy, because I was looking at the stats this weekend, and we were hosting a whole lot of people because of the AMC 14, and you know, you really couldn't tell at all.
Right, and the amazing thing about it, especially this weekend, is, you know, during the weekend, we usually have about 1,200 people online with a 60-minute timeout on the cookie. And this weekend, we've had about 3,500 people online most of the day with a 60-minute cookie. And we're not having any performance issues at all. Everything is running great and instantaneous. You click on something, and boom, it's there. If you're not seeing the speed increase, you're probably not a pub member. And I'm not trying to say that to sell pub memberships. Just the pub members don't see ads. And the way it works, and I just want to explain this real quick, is that... For non-pub members, they see what's called syndicated ads. You may see AT&T there. You may see a couple from Dish Network. I could see a couple from DirecTV. Who knows? I don't know what ads are going to run in the syndicated run, but the ads are provided to us by our ad agency, and the actual ads themselves are served by the company selling the ads or placing the ads. So when something is really slow, and it seems like satellite guys, and you're not a pub member, chances are it's the syndicated ads that are slowing you down. So if you want the optimum speed and performance and don't want to be bugged by all those ads, become a pub member. It's only $20 a year. But the speed difference is night and day between the two. It's just really, really amazing, and I'm really, really impressed.
And speaking of ads, we've had this happen in the past. If you see any ads for any hacker sites wanting keys or bins or whatever, please report that to us so we can go ahead and move that ad from our bundle of ads.
Well, what's happening there is Google, we have space for Google ads on our site, and Google actually goes and sells advertising to anybody who wants to buy it. And while they have rules against selling to hacker sites, some slip through the cracks from time to time. It's not satellite guys selling this ad space to these hacker sites. It's actually Google, and then once we find them, we alert Google, and Google removes them usually in about an hour. And there's no more. Any site, any satellite site I've been to, and I've been to DBS Talk, I've even been to ABS forums, and some of these hacker ads pop up from time to time, and it's nothing that we're doing. We are totally against the hacking scene, and if you do see them, send me a private message, include the URL of the website that you're trying to that they're trying to advertise, and I will get it taken care of ASAP.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and switch gears now. We got a launch coming tomorrow, or if you're listening, we tape this on Sunday, but it's actually today for if you're listening on Monday. But there's a launch later on tonight of DirecTV 11.
Yep, and another C launch, and we say go DirecTV 11. It's a phenomenal time for the industry right now. You know, Dish had a setback, but we'll talk about that in a second. But DirecTV 11 is going to be offering a lot more HD locals. And a lot more national HD content, and it's great to see that they're going to get to launch and do all this stuff, because you know both companies have been basically stuck for the last year. You know, DirecTV got a little jump on Dish Network because of another rocket mishap AMC 14 that paused all the rocket launches that caused Dish Network to be stuck like it is, but. DirecTV 11 is due up, and we should all benefit from it if you're a DirecTV customer.
Yeah, it's definitely good news, and hopefully we won't have the same type of resolution that AMC 14 had. So hopefully we can gas her up and get her done.
Yeah, and let's go into, if we can, AMC 14. Now, I'm going to talk about some of the things I've heard. I'm not going to say where I've heard them from. None of this is official until you see an official press release. But from what I'm hearing, AMC 14 is probably not going to be slingshotted into orbital position. I'd be very, very surprised if that happened. The way it works is the company that owns the satellite, which is SES Americom, not EchoStar or Dish Network, they have an option to make now. They can try sticking it up there, but then they can shorten the life of the satellite by a lot. So instead of a 15-year life on the satellite, it can only be maybe 2 to 5 years, or maybe a little longer, depending on how much it's going to burn to get into the proper orbital position. And, you know, since SES Americom is renting this bird to Dish Network, and the bird only lasts, let's say it lasts 6 years, and it's supposed to last for 15 years, that's rent that they're not getting for all the rest of those years. And basically the way the insurance works is if they decide not to move it and leave it right where it is now, the insurance company will pay them, you know, all the money that the satellite cost and so on. So if you're looking at it from a strictly money standpoint, from SES AmeriCom's standpoint, it would probably be best if they kept it right where it is and took the insurance money and tried it again later on. You know, they like Charlie Ergen a lot, and, you know, they'd love to get AMC up there 14 for him, but all the millions and millions of dollars they lose out on rent, I don't think they like Charlie that much.
Right, and it's ultimately going to come down to insurance money and exactly what they decide to do. I'm kind of surprised that no one is going to see if they can finagle some sort of deal or whatever to try out those phased array antennas. I was really looking forward to see how those would work.
Yeah. I don't think we'll see anything from that. It's unfortunate. However, and I don't think it's going to affect Dish Network really that bad. This week, Dish Network sent a letter to the FCC saying that they wanted to keep EchoStar 3 in its current location as a in-orbit backup. And to me, that says that EchoStar 3 still has some good life in it. It's not just a 2 or 3 month life. It's a couple year life if they want to keep it as an in orbit spare. You know, EchoStar 3 has had a lot of problems with it, electrical problems, but they haven't had any issues with it in a long time, and it's operating good for them at the moment. The thing they're missing that they would not have if they had the new satellite there is basically 4 transponders. And 4 transponders is a lot. You know, that's 24 HD channels they could put up. But if you look at the big picture and how they're clearing off 61.5 and getting ready for the what we call Eastern Arc, mixed with the news that they want to use the 77-degree location for North American use, there's a great possibility that they really don't need to modify their Eastern Arc plans whatsoever with or without AMC 14.
I know a lot of people had questions about their local channels. Are they not going to be there now? Which, ultimately, it does not affect local channels because those local channels will be coming from Rainbow 1, which is now EchoStar 12, I believe.
Yeah, you could lose track, but all the local channels are coming from spot beams on the Rainbow 1 satellite. I'm going to keep calling it Rainbow 1, that's the way I know it, but those should continue rolling right out the door just as planned. There's not going to be any delays or anything there. That satellite's there. It's waiting to be used, and they're just waiting to flip the switches on it. And again, it's all based on this offloading of 61.5 and shuffling things around, which they were going to do with or without AMC 14 in space. So from where I can sit and from everything I'm hearing, Eastern Arc is still a go, and I'm very happy to hear that. Now, one other thing I'd like to talk about AMC 14, and I've seen this online a lot, the past couple days, and it's actually kind of upsetting to me, is a lot of people are blaming the Russians on the launch failure. And I don't know, you know, a lot about what went into the rocket and stuff like that, but I have a lot of friends who are Russian, and they're engineers. And when these guys are working on a project, they put 125% into that project. You can't get them to steer off that project. They're so into it that they will give everything to make sure that they have the best result in the end. And this is not a problem due to Russians or trying to, you know, harm America. It's just stupid stuff I've seen online. These Russians are so proud of their Proton rockets and the launches and all the success they have that I can see that this was a very disappointing loss to them and was not anything to do because it was launched from Russia or Kazakhstan or wherever. It was due to a problem with the rocket. The second stage actually fired, but it turned off about 2 minutes before it was supposed to, so it didn't get its full thrust burn. And that was the issue there. And don't go blaming the Russians and start the U.S. versus Russia thing, because it's really not that. They wanted to see the same success that we wanted to see.
You know, we do joke a lot that, you know, Bora, you know, let's strap Bora to the rocket and stuff like that. You know, it's just all in good fun. And, you know, the Dish wouldn't have selected them if they didn't have the faith that they couldn't have gotten the rocket and the satellite up into orbit, and the same thing for SES AmeriCom.
SES AmeriCom was ultimately the one who decided to launch it from there. And, you know, again, look at the success of the rocket launches they've had from that location. It's really unmatched from any other place.
Right. And, you know, we get to do it again this Monday. We got DirecTV, and hopefully this launch will be a little bit different. It's on St. Patrick's Day, so maybe a little bit of luck, knock on wood. You know, it's all a luck of the draw, and it seems like the past couple of years, Charlie's just had the bad hands.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but as again, from where I sit, it looks like everything will continue on as normal. You know, people are saying, oh, that's it. That's the end of Dish Network. You should drop your subscription now and go to DirecTV. Baloney. There's plenty of spectrum space up there for Dish Network to use and to bring out their HD offerings and start doing this Eastern Arc thing. Yes, they are missing four transponders that they would have gotten if AMC-14 successfully got into orbit. However, they can work around that, especially with the new 77 bird, which they're seeking permission from the government to use. And, you know, if they get all that, the four transponders may not matter, you know, for another 2-3 years down the road, and by then they can get another satellite, a brand new satellite, back at 61.5.
Not only that, they can go back to the FCC and say, hey, look, we tried, but, you know, that we can only do what's within our limits, so this might actually help them along with the whole process over at the FCC.
Yeah, and, you know, things happen, and unfortunately, it was a bad thing to happen. And, you know, on Friday night, we had the great chat where we watched the launch. It was kind of a weird looking launch because there was no launch platform per se. There was no tower or anything like that. It looked like a Roman candle sitting on a concrete driveway. You know, it just looked odd because there was nothing holding it up. It was just freestanding out there by itself. And you know, we were joking again about the launch from Kazakhstan, and we were expecting Borat to go out there and light a wick.
It's sexy rocket time.
Yeah, and that's the way it looked. You know, that's what the rocket looked like. But it was a beautiful liftoff, and everything looked good. I went to bed about 10:30, 11 p.m. Eastern time, and you know, I kept checking the ILS website to see if there were any updates on it, because they said the first update would be around 9 p.m. and there was none. So around 11 p.m. when I went to bed, I checked again, and there was still nothing up there, and I kind of got concerned again. And then I didn't find out about the mishap until about 3:30, 4 a.m. For some reason, I woke up and decided to pull a laptop over and see what was happening with it, and that's when I saw the bad news.
Yeah, it was definitely a picture-perfect launch, and I couldn't expect anything other than picture-perfect until I pulled up the page and saw that there was a misfire on the second stage. And it's really unfortunate, but, you know, it's a part of doing business, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing I'd like to just talk about real quick, if you don't mind, Bob, is some of these fanboys. It's getting a little tiring between the DirecTV and Dish Network side. You know, we've had a bunch of people, and it's not just happened at our forums, it's happened at other forums, where, you know, you got these people who are real big DirecTV fans, and there's nothing wrong with it, but they come over to the site and say, ha, 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 you guys lost, you guys got screwed over, DirecTV rules, cancel Dish Network, blah, blah, blah. There's really no need for that. There's Dish Network and there's DirecTV. Both of them are excellent services, but both of them offer different niche things that make each one of them individually better than the other. For example, Dish Network's got the better DVRs, the 722, 622, is still far superior to the HR20. You know, the HR20 is making some good strides, but it's not quite as robust, as friendly, as easy to use as the 622 or 722. Yet, on the other side of the picture, DirecTV is the sports king. So if you want sports, DirecTV is your place. But if you want the reliability, the ease of use, the friendliness, all the functionality, and the low cost of, you know, getting into Dish Network if you're becoming a new customer, you know, you get the HD DVR for free. DirecTV don't do that. Then the Dish Network side. Both companies are there. Both companies are excellent. You need to judge which one is right for you. And because you picked the company and the other company is having issues, I don't think it's right for you to come over and just start saying, you know, your company sucks, my company's better. It's a bad time. I'm sure DirecTV would not want to see this happen to their rocket as well. And it could happen to their rocket. And at this time, we need to be supportive of the company and say, wow, that was bad, and let's see what we can do to move on from here. That's the way it needs to go.
Right, and you know, we're all here to help each other. And you know, Monday when I was watching the launch, I couldn't help but to get excited for Echo Star, because I know this was the first step of many steps that's going to take them to become the company that they want to be become. And you know, even though this does hurt, it doesn't hurt as bad, and they're still going to be able to take the next steps to move on to become the HD leader, or be in pact with the HD leader.
Right, and it's just one of those things. And you know, Dish was on such a high this week. You know, they came out of a great Charlie chat, and the entire internet was abuzz about, you know, Charlie finally talking about some changes and new programming coming to Dish Network. And everybody was so happy about that. And Friday rolled around, and everybody was so excited to see the rocket launch. And when that rocket took off, the chat room on satellite guys went crazy. You know, everybody was so happy that the rocket launched, and we saw the guy with the fake teeth telling us all of the stories about how it's successfully burning and how nominal is a lot better than normal. And you know, we were all joking around about that in the chat room, but it was a great time, a great experience, and unfortunately it had a bad outcome in the end. But you know, things like this happen, and it will recover, and it's not a Dish Network versus DirecTV thing, because both companies want to succeed. And again, both companies provide slightly different things depending on what you're looking for. And whether you have a favorite company, one company or another, you know, please respect the other side and don't just call everybody who's a subscriber to that company losers and all the other words I've seen this weekend, because it's really not fair, because, you know, you have your reason why you chose one company, and these other people have a reason why they chose another company. And that's what makes, you know, it great, because you can choose those two things. But just don't try, you know, slamming your feelings down somebody's throat because the other side did bad. I just have, that irks me, I guess.
By the way, thank you to everybody who did join us in the chat room. I wasn't able to make it because I was in the middle of switching ISPs at that time. But thank you. But Scott, that's the music.
Well, it's a quick week, and hopefully we hear some more news this week. I'm not expecting an official statement from Dish Network until SES AmeriCom decides what they're going to do. And speaking of SES AmeriCom, you do notice that they are now a Satellite Guys proud gold sponsor, and we're happy to have them here.
All right, we'll see you later on tonight for the launch of DirecTV 11.
Have a good one.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.